Hillary's been trumpeting LGBT from day one. One glance at her first ad tells the sad story. But why is Trump not playing the LGBT card? You could see it coming.
So if Caitlyn Jenner were to walk into Trump Tower and want to use the bathroom, you would be fine with her using any bathroom she chooses?
That is correct.
And the scheme to take a pee was surely agreed between I Am Kate and the Celebrity Apprentice star.
Oh my God, a trans woman in New York, I gotta take a pee. Anyway, oh my God, Trump International Hotel, I love this. Okay, last week, Donald Trump said I could take a pee anywhere in a Trump facility, so I am gonna go take a pee in the ladies' room.
Ladies' room? That way? Thank you. And not anymore. Double U. Oh, is it
Oh, God. Okay. Thank you, Donald. I really appreciate it. And by the way, Ted, nobody got molested.
The unsayable is now sayable. And the Republican Party, known for maintaining traditional sexual mores, will never be the same.
Only weeks ago, in Orlando, Florida, 49 wonderful Americans were savagely murdered by an Islamic terrorist. This time, the terrorist targeted LGBTQ community. No good. And we're going to stop it. As your president, I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence and oppression of a hateful foreign ideology. Believe me. And I have to say, as a Republican, it is so nice to hear you cheering for what I just said. Thank you.
So now it's LGBTQ? That's Q for queer. Will the homosexual lobby add P for pedophile? How about another B for bestiality? Soon we'll be saying the whole alphabet. And what's so wonderful about homosexuals consorting at a gay pickup bar? It's all such a sordid affair, but suddenly, Republican approved. You see, homosexuality, once abjured, but now affirmed by candidates and plastered all over the media, has become politically and socially correct. Who can escape its devastation? For by encouraging sodomy, which undermines God's law for natural family and procreation, it casts God out and all kinds of immorality rushes in. Look it up. St. Paul underscored this in Romans chapter 1. But don't ask. Don't tell the RNC.
I'm Peter Thiel. Every American has a unique identity. I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I am proud to be an American.
He's gay, he's proud, and the crowd chants USA. It's queer nation all the way. For with both parties cheering perversion, America gets queer every day.
When I was a kid, the great debate was about how to defeat the Soviet Union, and we won. Now we are told that the great debate is about who gets to use which bathroom. This is a distraction from our real problems. Who cares?
Republicans once did care, but the party's been trumped into the Democratic Party's strange social experiment. It's not culture wars, it's a war on God. And that war is being waged not only by the Jewish-owned media, Jewish lobbies, and the Jewish-ruled courts, but now by both the Democratic and Republican parties. authentic Christianity just became the counterculture. We're now entering the twilight zone of immorality. The demons are coming. They're already here. The great apostasy has only just begun.